It is almost Christmas time, and boy, I tell you, different sort of Christmas time, just like everything's been so different this year, the COVID 2020 year, and it's already December 14th, and we say good morning to Jason Kanz as we start First Thoughts, the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Here we are.
Monday?
Yeah, and kind of a crazy Monday in the sense that 17 is the temp now, and the weather forecast says, yeah, that's pretty much the high for the day.
All right, so much for the 40s.
Yeah, yes, so much for the 20s.
Yeah.
Today. All right. But the rest of the week, it'll, 27 tomorrow and gradual warming. So,
yep.
We gave ourselves too much here. I mean, this is like, one chapter a day of Luke, and so it's 12, 13. Today is the 14th. I mean, it's enough to try to sum up one chapter, much less three. So this is heavy lifting on Mondays, right?
It is. I thought that last weekend, too, that coming into the Monday, it's a lot to cover. Hmm. I read through all three of the chapters, and there's good stuff there, but you're right. It is. There's a ton. So
I read through 12 and 13 and 14. I hit on the highlights, but all right, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, so on 12, it was what stood out to me was verse 32, which says, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." And for me, the terms of endearment Jesus used for his people always stood out to me. You know, he had very tender words a lot of times for his followers. And, you know, in a time when fear seems to be creeping up, the notion that we will be, that his kingdom is coming. And, it's here and it is growing. And just grateful for that, have that reminder this morning.
Hmm. All right, yeah, I'll do it that way. I'd say 12, I'd say the overall idea of that Francis Schaeffer championed so much, God is a personal, infinite God. It seems like he's numbered the hairs on our head. He feeds the birds. He clothes the lilies. And so
yeah,
that just really struck out to me.
Yeah. In 13, for me, it was, what shall I compare the kingdom of God to? It's like the yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. Jesus talks a lot about the kingdom of God. John Ortberg says if one were to ask Jesus what the message of the gospel was, it's the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as a bread baker, somebody who throughout my life has loved baking bread, the notion of thinking about how yeast affects the dough and how we as believers can have an impact in the world, I think that it really stood out to me.
Hmm. For me, I really puzzled. I have starred and a question mark by the part that's subtitled, Jesus teaches about entering the kingdom, Luke 13, 22 through 30. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, he talks about how difficult it is to enter in, and I've looked at some of the study notes on that, and those are some tough verses.
They are. Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I think the final one for me was in 14, verse 11, for all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. And, for me, it's a reminder, again, I think of even in the world that we live in now, too often it seems like Christians want to be at the pinnacle of society and at the pinnacle of government and at the pinnacle of everything. And Jesus is saying, it's not about those who are exalting themselves. It's about those who humble themselves, who love and serve others. And somehow I think we've lost our way in that many times.
Mm. To me, it's those verses about discipleship, 25 through 27. If you're to be my follower, you must love me more than, and not meaning you shouldn't love your father, your mother,
right,
et cetera. But, yeah, so. All right.
Well, there you go. Everybody has 12 through 14 in a four-minute soundbite.
Yeah, right. That's called bite-sized chunks.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. I've got a five-minute tune from Avalon that's a minute away. So there was this Jericho march over the weekend. We did three chapters of scripture in 4 minutes, so give me 1 minute. I mean, you were concerned about this.
Yeah, I was concerned. This thing that was put together by Eric Metaxas, and there were a number of speakers there basically trying to channel the notion of the Jericho March to reinstate Trump's presidency. And even though the numbers clearly say that Trump has lost, there's still this group of people that are doing this march in D.C., blowing on the shofar, the trumpet. I think I was particularly concerned about Alex Jones, who is really a scary, scary guy, you know, and he was calling Joe Biden a pedophile, and he was saying that the left is the spawn of Satan. And I thought, how does this represent Christ? And I just don't see it. I'm very concerned, and I think a number of other Christians are concerned about it as well. But I think we need to say that this is not of Christ.
He was one of the speakers. Alex Jones was one of the main speakers.
Yeah. And if folks aren't familiar, he's facing a lawsuit for, I think, still from the parents of Sandy Hook for saying that it was that it never actually happened. And so it's ugly.
No, it's Beth Moore, who we've got with a quick word. I mean, she certainly tweeted on it. Maybe we can. She just said, I do not believe these are days for mincing words. I'm 63 and a half years old, and I've never seen anything in these United States of America I found more astonishingly seductive and dangerous to the saints of God than Trumpism. This Christian nationalism is not of God. Move back from it. So maybe leave it at that. All right.
Yeah,
so anyhow, just words of caution and concern there. Thank you, Jason. All right. The Electoral College meeting in all of the states today, but the state Supreme Court also going to be ruling, it appears, on the latest challenge related to the election before that. All right, Drew Fralick on the line this morning. So what do you think about that Aaron Rodgers?
He really smashes our dreams, doesn't he, Mark?
Why?
He's like Aaron Rodgers is he's like a mean uncle. That's what he is. He comes around during the holidays and we run out there and we're like, "Uncle Aaron, guess what? I'm going to be on the varsity wrestling team." And, and he's like, listen, Matthew, you're not going to be on the varsity wrestling team. And we're like, no, Mom and Dad said I'm pretty good. And then he's like, listen, you might want to just stick to your video games. And you're like, no, I'm good. And he's like, okay, let's go out into the backyard and I'll show you. Uh-huh. And then you think like, Uncle Aaron, he's getting a little old, you know, but Uncle Aaron's got that like man strength. And he just takes you out into the backyard and whips you. And he's like, I told you, just stick to the video games, Matthew. Don't kid yourself.
And you're crying, Uncle.
Uncle Aaron, please stop.
Exactly. So I'm going to do a little shopping intro because I know you got a shopping story. I don't know what it is. But my wife said she was at Oakwood Mall. It's the big mall in Eau Claire. And apparently on Saturday, and she'd done some of her shopping online, some of the brick and mortar. And so apparently the stores here in COVID were like, you know, limiting the people, like saying, hey, you can only have so many. But any kind of Saturday in Christmas season is very busy. So she said, here's the deal, though. Yeah, you never consider the unintended consequences. There were so many people spilling out into the mall section, right, the hallway, that it's like, well, that seemed to violate the very thing the stores were trying to prevent. So, anyhow.
So the hallways become the dangerous
spot for the store. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So what's your shopping story for us?
I've got a good story for you. So my buddy, he was out at the mall here in Michigan, right, and he's shopping with his wife, and they're in a store, and she's, you know, looking at stuff. And all of a sudden, she can't find him. He just, like, wanders off. And so she calls him on his cell phone, and she's like, you know, where are you? Like, we were shopping. And he's like, well, do you remember when we got married 10 years ago? We were walking by that jewelry store, and you saw that necklace. And at the time, I couldn't afford it. And I told you that, you know, one day I'd like to buy you that necklace.
Wow.
And his wife started to get really emotional. She was like, you know, she's like crying on the phone. She's like, of course I remember that. Of course. He goes, yeah, I'm at the golf shop next door to that.
Oh, no. That is so cruel. That is so cruel.
Brutal.
Oh, that's fantastic. Painful.
Brutal.
I'm glad that was not my tale. I made up for some misspeak that I did last week. I shared yesterday, last week, that I had said to my wife, hey, we're getting, it was about 8:20. I said, we're getting ready to go. Do you need to do your hair yet? And she's like, actually, my hair is done. That was a week ago. Okay. So she was just like, hello, my hair is done. So yesterday, I told my wife, you really look nice. And I say that often. I said, you really look nice today.
Right.
And she's about ready to get into, I don't know which came first, but she's about ready to get into her hair. I'm like, your hair looks wonderful. And she's like, I haven't done it yet. So come on now. Come on. I made up for it. So, hey, you're going to be part of a Zoom comedy show. Tell us about how we can watch that.
Yeah, so this is the longest-running comedy show in Brooklyn, New York. It's a family-friendly show, 100% clean, no politics. It's a free show on Zoom. You can go to Living Room Show NY, that's New York, Living Room Show NY, and the show is this Friday at 8 p.m., and I'm going to be on there with DC Benny from Comedy Central and somebody else who I'm not sure, but it's hosted by Turner Sparks, a good friend of mine from Shanghai, and it's a really good show.
Is it pretty?
Check that out.
So you'll be doing
livingroomshowny.com.
You'll be like in your living room doing this deal.
Exactly, it's a Zoom show. Yeah,
yeah.
And again, family friendly. So
yeah,
it's
right.
Really, it's really good. Yep.
All right. Again, now, how can people? Where's the place to go to get?
You can go to livingroomshowny.com.
Livingroomshowny.com.
Eventbrite.
Yeah.
You can go on eventbrite.com and type in living room show, and it'll pop up.
All right.
And it's this Friday at 8.
It's free or is there a cost?
It's free.
All right. Weekend Recap is a regular part of our Monday morning in this time slot here. And a big part of my weekend on Saturday, the memorial service at One Hope Church in Sheldon at 2 o'clock for 73-year-old Johnny Joe Holm, which reminds me, Caleb, after 7:30, his longtime wife Kay talking about the song Ring Those Bells from Evie is a favorite of hers. So that's a request, and I'm glad I remembered to tell you that. So so it was really, I mean, he had been a Marine, and so they had the Marine commemoration as well with the shots fired into the air and taps played, at least recorded. And it was just a classy event. The pastor, they did a great job. On the way home, though, I think, and I dropped my pastor, Perry Polnasek, from Fellowship Church. We went and dropped him off, and I thought, hey, I'm going to stop at the fill-in station in your fine city of Chippewa Falls.
Yes, indeed.
And
welcome.
And get some of the best cheese curds around. I saw Volume 1 just recently giving them attention for that.
They're incredible.
We had them a long time ago. And really, there comes a point in your marriage where better than flour, something that's edible, like cheese curds.
Sure.
And so, but I think I got too caught up in the excitement of getting home to bring them to my wife, and one of Chippewa Falls' finest thought I was going a little too fast over the bridge there. And we had a nice visit. No ticket was doled out, not even a warning.
Some Christmas spirit.
Yes, but definitely noting that, hey, I heard you and Caleb talking about the lead foot, and I see that you still got the lead in there. So
we
you could
learn.
Probably get that foot surgery and get that lead removed. So.
Hey, well, on Saturday was my wonderful daughter's 10th birthday. Oh. Lily turned 10, and
happy
so we
birthday.
Had a great time. A lot of different activities. One of them, we stopped by Joseph's Cheesecake Cupcakes. It is you talk about Chippewa Falls and some of the great small businesses we have there. They open at 10 a.m., Joseph's does, and Nick and his wonderful mother were there serving to the community. Spring Street was completely filled up with cars, and there were people lined up, probably 15, 20 people lined up along the sidewalk, because you can fit, you know, it's a small place, so fit maybe five, six people in at a time. So people were lined up even before they opened at 10 waiting. And so we came back, Cooper and I were able to get in line, and we got some incredible macarons, some cheesecake cupcakes, and they were just sensational. They were almost sold out. I saw later on Facebook that he sold out in 38 minutes, but we did get an Andy's Mint Hot Chocolate Bomb as well, too. And just thank you to Nick, too. He's got a little Christmas tree and little gifts under there, and he told Cooper, go ahead and pick a little gift out from underneath the tree. So Cooper got this little gummy, squishy type of a bear, not to eat, but to play with, and loved that thing the entire weekend. For Lily, she wanted presents right away, so we had some presents from Grandma, did some in the morning, some in the evening. Lindsay made an absolutely incredible cake. It was three layers, and it was a s'mores cake, so there was like a marshmallow cream frosting on the outside, and then a marshmallow frosting on the inside with graham cracker crumble frosting with chocolate ganache inside, and it was incredibly rich and delicious. and phenomenal. And yeah, so enjoyed that. Enjoyed playing some Catan Jr. that night. Watched The Mandalorian as well. And then had a second party, had more cake at my wonderful parents' house yesterday for both girls, because I had two girls with birthdays last week. So
quite a weekend.
Yeah, I mean, when the Packers win is not anywhere even close to the highlight of the weekend, you know it's a good weekend.
And the thing is, for people who may have missed this, I mean, Nora and Lily's birthday just a couple days apart.
2 days apart, Thursday and Saturday,
yeah. And so your wife, like a bakery with these incredible cakes.
Yeah, we had the cookie dough cake before that. So.
Wow.
Pretty incredible.
All right, it's time for our best jokes of the week here on a Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIB. I'll start things off, Caleb. I don't know. I tipped the scale at the Y yesterday. It was not good. It was not pretty. I was 2 pounds heavier than last time. I'm going in the wrong direction. So I'm starting a little diary journal, and here's how it begins. Dear diary, diet day one. All the pie has been removed from the house, and it was delicious.
Well done. Man.
Way to be proactive. Havel, you know, I'm a big sports fan, and I really wanted to watch the Origami World Championships this weekend, but it was only on pay-per-view.
I like it.
Right? Okay.
Anyway. I like it. No, I like it.
Go ahead.
You're getting better and better. Really, last week, you're continuing. Hey, everything is changing. I mean, have you noticed? I mean, people are taking their comedians seriously and their politicians as a joke.
It's true. Hey, Halva, do you know why chicken coops only have two doors?
No, why?
Because if they had four, they'd be called chicken sedans. Okay.
Okay. All right. Coop sedan. Gotcha. All right. Caleb, you know, you were single for a while. I was single till 34. So for the single guys out there, you know, some states are allowing church services again. And if you're a single guy, Calvinist in theology, and wondering what you can say to impress that beautiful woman in the singles class, we got you covered. Walk to up to her, smile with your eyes, and say, hi, your name must be Grace because you're irresistible.
Wow, man.
Yes, we tulips, we love that one. Mm-hmm. Hey, my boss wants me to sign up for a 401k. I'm really not sure how he expects anyone to run that far.
Hey, finally this morning, I don't know about Christmas shopping. I mean, I'm so poor, I can't even pay attention.
And one more for me as well to make us laugh Monday. Again, we're setting the bar so low because we want you to give us your jokes.
Don't be afraid.
My friend and I started a business where we weigh tiny objects. It's a small-scale operation.
Oh, man.
That might be my favorite. There we go. Make Us Laugh Monday. Just trying to add a little light and life here on your Christmas station, WWIB 715-396-1670. Havel, we want folks to tell us a joke in their own words, and we've got some Christmas music giveaways, free downloads, or free CDs.
I got them right here to the left of me here, so go ahead. Let's hear from you. 396-1670, your best joke on a Monday morning. Well, health officials here in the Badger State are warning against a holiday tradition of eating raw meat sandwiches. I would remember my parents would go over to my Uncle Albert and Aunt Annie's house on New Year's Eve, and there'd always be the raw meat sandwich. That was a big draw.
And I've heard of that, too, and I'm grimacing, too, which you can't see through the radio dial or your app or whatever. But everybody has their own tradition, so I'm not going to turn up my nose at yours, but I probably wouldn't participate in it if... Yeah.
Now, the odd fare is sometimes called tiger meat or cannibal sandwiches, not a turn-off.
Yeah.
But they've become a holiday tradition. The State's Department of Health Services here acknowledging the tradition, but issued their annual reminder on Facebook to pass on the raw meat, saying consuming raw meat can expose consumers to salmonella, regardless of where it's from. They encourage folks always cook the ground beef to an internal temp of 160. And I got to say, I've done one batch of the holiday summer sausage to try to make six rolls of this, and I was kind of struck, and it's more than 100. I think it's 175 is typically what I cook it at. But it's like for 8 hours.
Yeah.
So it's a lot more than just raw.
I mean, everybody has their tradition. I mean, Danish traditions to open-faced sandwiches. Uh-huh. And, you know, the meat is cooked. But, you know, but it's like, so everybody has something that you grew up. So it doesn't seem odd or weird to you because that's how you grew up. So for me, I'd say probably not real big on that. But, you know. For many of you, it's like, no, that's Christmas.
It's kind of a Midwest thing. Here's some other food safety tips here in the holidays. Eggnog, traditional eggnog made with raw eggs, is a potential risk because the raw egg may contain salmonella.
Sure.
Rocky fans are saying, hey, raw eggs.
Same thing
on.
With cookie dough. I was always told that, and it's never stopped me because I just kind of figured, you know what? If I go, I'll go happy.
It's a good way. Yeah, that's on the list here. Don't eat raw cookie dough and batter made with flour or eggs that can contain harmful germs such as E. coli.
I know.
And salmonella. Some companies have edible cookie dough that uses heat-treated flour and pasteurized eggs or no eggs. Finally, raw chicken. The CDC says don't wash raw chicken because it can spread germs from the chicken to other food or utensils in the kitchen.
Smart. Smart. There you go. Food safety. Enjoy your traditions, but be safe about them.
Well, it is a Make Us Laugh Monday, and we have Drew Fralick with us from Michigan, and listeners have gotten acquainted with him over the last year plus, year and a half now, I guess. He is a counselor and stand-up comic. He's going to be part of a Zoom.
I love that combination of counselor-comedian.
Oh, yeah, exactly, you know? And so he's a great guy, and I met him at a Larry Crabb Spiritual Direction event in North Carolina a couple years back. Anyhow, he is going to be part of a Zoom comedy show, completely clean, based out of New York, but he'll be doing comedy from his living room in Detroit this coming Friday night. We'll share more about that, and we did. I'll get the podcast of our full visit with Drew up. But this was a hilarious joke he had at 6:45 this morning. It made me laugh. See if it makes you laugh.
So my buddy, he was out at the mall here in Michigan, right? And he's shopping with his wife, and they're in a store, and she's, you know, looking at stuff. And all of a sudden, she can't find him. He just, like, wanders off. And so she calls him on his cell phone, and she's like, you know, where are you? Like, we were shopping. And he's like, well, do you remember when we got married 10 years ago? We were walking by that jewelry store, and you saw that necklace. And at the time, I couldn't afford it. And I told you that, you know, one day I'd like to buy you that necklace.
Wow.
And his wife started to get really emotional. She was like, you know, she's like crying on the phone. She's like, of course I remember that, of course. He goes, yeah, I'm at the golf shop next door to that.
Oh, no. That is so cruel.
Well done, Drew.
Well, kind of a historic day today in Wisconsin and across the country, obviously. Now, in Wisconsin, I think at this point, I'm trying to monitor as best I can. I have not seen the decision from the state Supreme Court. The Wisconsin Supreme Court expected to rule this morning on election challenges filed by lawyers for the Trump campaign. They heard arguments on Saturday virtually. The three liberal justices on the bench were skeptical about the Trump arguments. Three of the four conservatives showed support for some parts of the Trump campaign's claims. Not clear where otherwise conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn stands on this whole thing. So, again, we're waiting on that, but the Electoral College in Wisconsin, Caleb, slated to meet at noon today. And because, you know, Biden did out-poll Trump, at least in terms of the way the vote has manifest, they are Democratic Party electors who are ready to convene in Madison at the Capitol at noon to lock in. And that's the way the Constitution works in terms of the Electoral College. Wisconsin's 10. You got 8 in the House, 2 in the Senate. That's the 10. And again, you get to 270, you win the Electoral College. So it's not a popular vote thing, right? We know that.
Yeah.
In 2000 and 2016, the Democrats won the popular vote, lost the White House, and so the Electoral College, and that gets determined today.
Also, something pretty cool that I saw, too, again, is there's a lot of turmoil in the world, and sometimes Christmas can be a really hard time of year. And so 1 to 3 p.m. on our sister station, WOGO, is the Dave Ramsey program, one of the top three programs in terms of talk radio in all of America. And so Ramsey Solutions, founded by Dave Ramsey, took on the debt of 8,000 people across the country this month. They bought up $10 million of unpaid medical and car debt from two private debt collection companies. Why did they buy it? For the purpose of forgiving it.
Mm.
They said, you're debt-free. I'm guessing there were a lot of debt-free screams Dave Ramsey said.
Can you imagine?
Hey, $10 million. And again, what does Dave say again and again? You do this. You follow these steps so you can be what? Outrageously generous. I love that. I love that. And man, it doesn't take much of a stretch to think about the one who came to pay our debt, to forgive all our debt, which was a lot more than unpaid medical debt or car bills. It was a debt we never, ever could pay. And God came himself, just like this song from Tori Kelly, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? God with us. He came himself to live the life that we could not, that perfect life, to pay the debt that we could never pay, and to rise again victoriously, triumphantly, so that we could forever be with him. Amazing love. How can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me?